And it's 9 o'clock p.m. It is Friday, February the 2nd, exactly 12 days before something that happens 12 days from now. I don't even know why I'm arbitrarily singling that out. Tonight on Theme Party, and it is Theme Party, and you can tell it's Theme Party because we have Gilbert and Sullivan playing in the background. Tonight on Theme Party, I'm very pleased to have Wait, Think Fast as my special guest. In addition to that, tonight's theme is crazy, and that's actually the theme. I couldn't really think of a better title. I got to having a conversation with a friend of mine this week, and we talked about the well-known cliche, practically a cliche, it could actually be a fact, that crazy girls are insanely good in bed. Now, I don't know if this is actually true, or it's just one of those things that people say so often that it becomes true, but we're going to discuss the possibility. I also have to talk about a friend of mine who became ultra gothic and then turned into the like TMI evangelist. I never wanted to know as much as I learned about his testicles. But first, mini songs. While we await the arrival of Wait, Think Fast, who will be performing 3 songs tonight in the studio and submitting to some questions, and encouraged, of course, to participate, as it were. I just want to sum up this ridiculously boring spiel by saying that I heard a very bad joke about prison this week. And I don't know what I'm more embarrassed at, the fact that I laughed at it or the fact that I'd never heard it before. It's Theme Party. We'll be back in several minutes with the Can-Can. And after I've had some drinks, I'll be much funnier and cooler. Right now, I feel like I'm about 50. Actually, I have an ache in my lower back. So I'm going to go and do some steroids now. I just want to remind everybody, wow, that was professional. Everybody who's listening, if you want to chat, Theme Party Radio, AOL Instant Messenger ID. And now, I'm going to let Gilbert and Sullivan take us home.
This song's about Palms Thai.
It's a good restaurant right down the street. They have good food and a good man.
He sings Elvis songs.
You
Is that a good level? I'm rapping like this one. I'm rapping like this.
Why are you rapping like that? That's kind of crazy. It's a crazy sound.
I think the general level.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm going.
Go.
Yeah. All right, if you haven't been to Palms Thai, it's on Hollywood Boulevard. You should go. They're paying us in free drinks. I don't know. They give you a Coke or something.
Is anyone even to Palms Thai? Are we?
There we go.
Those are women. Yeah.
I'm talking right down the street, we'll grab a bite to eat. I'm craving jailhouse rock and my choice of meat.
And I'm all shook up, I'll take a singer with a mug while I watch Asian Elvis sing a hunk of burning love.
So chick takes my order, food's out in a hurry. So fast, in fact, that has kinda got me worried.
Secret Asian waitress takes your order in an earpiece. Turn and bring your table before you even take a seat.
Got the music and the grub and it's even nice and cheap. I chop on my Penang while I rock to the beat.
Deep fried catfish, curry paste soup, yum, sukiyaki stir. stir fry, steam crab, dim sum.
Sweet and sour fried rice, baby corn pad thai, Tom Carl, rad naught, chow mein, pan fry.
Fish ball, sway shoe, chili sauce, hot spell, teddy bear, spicy shrimp, heartbreak, hotel.
Yo, man, Lee, you hungry?
Yes, I have the munchies.
We'll let these heads know what we got, that green curry.
Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai. Elvis, war, you want some food?
And some blue suede shoes.
We'll get all that and some fried tofu. Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis. When I drop a Palm's Thai, bone dry and hungry. And I want a lot of grub for not a lot of money.
It's like $8, and now I got lunch for later. When I'm hungover drunk, being a couch potato.
Walking like I own the place.
Elvis even knows my face.
We don't got no time to waste.
Come on, waitress, bring my plate.
It's an Asian Graceland. When the food is Japan, it's like Memphis, Tennessee, mixed with Thailand.
And we're the man band. My name is Man of War. I want sweet basil and tomato. Number 54.
I take a 57. My name is Man Lee. That's crispy pork with Chinese broccoli.
Wontons, hot dog, in the ghetto bean sprouts, dry chili, green curry, stuck on Yuki.
I'm talking sweet and sour, baby corn, sideburn, bok choy, sunglass, jumpsuit, rhinestone, cowboy.
Man Lee, you hungry?
Yes, I have the munchies.
Well, let these heads know what we got, that green curry.
Thai, Elvis, Thai. Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis. What, you want some food?
And some blue suede shoes.
Well, we'll get all that and some fried tofu. Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis.
Now DJ Man Optimus is gonna cut the fuck out of this track.
Well, thank you. Right. Kind of a big deal. That song's done. Thank you.
Put a Yeah. toi. J'essaie bien de faire face, mais ça ne passe pas. Un sourire de façade, mais vite rate.
I'm going to do this very quickly. You know what show you're listening to, if you've been here for the last 20 minutes anyway. And even if you're not, you were probably brought here by a force known as email and or word of mouth. So I won't spend much time, but it is theme party. And I'm going to cut to the chase because I do have Wade Think Fast staring me, bullets shooting out of their eyes. They're like musical terrorists, really. And really, if I don't let them play, then the terrorists really will win. They actually brought a miniature plane that they're going to crash into the tower speakers on top of the stereo deck I have, and it's going to be a horrible recreation of events, of recent events. Like, I was at an airport several weeks ago, and it was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, obviously well known for its many terrorist attacks. And we're waiting to get on the plane, and there's an announcement, and the announcer actually says, due to recent events, we have heightened security today in the airport. I'm like, recent events? It's been fucking 7 years. I think we've gotten past. We can say, due to the World Trade Center being destroyed, we're adults. In fact, people that were like five when the Trade Center got destroyed are now hitting puberty. We can talk about it rationally. People who weren't born yet, it's the equivalent of like me hearing vague rumors of a president that got assassinated, 13 years before I was born. What? Wait, yes?
Do you think maybe it was due to recent airport scares?
No, because they've been saying recent events since 2001. Okay. I'm just saying.
I mean, there were some recent events.
I don't care. I just want to make fun of... I don't want to make fun of anyone who died. I just want to make fun of Americans being like, my pearls! A brown person looked at me! Anyway, here's what we listened to prior to me talking right now. The last song you heard was by tonight's extra special guest, Wade Think Fast. The song is called Bridges and Cars. It's actually the first song, I believe. Yes, it is. The first song off their new EP, which I have a copy of, as you can tell, since I played it. Actually, I'm like Bobby McFerrin and that guy from the Police Academy movie, so I did a perfect recreation of that song, but using my beatbox abilities. I already did it. You heard it just a second ago. I did it once. I'm not going to do it again. It took me like 4 months to learn how to do that. God. Yeah, well, no, a lot of people heard it. You should, you know what? I'm just going to let that go. You hang on and check something. I was just testing. All right, before that, I played a song by The Chalets. The Chalets are a great Irish band from Dublin. And I mentioned this the last time we had an episode of Theme Party, but The Chalets were actually Ireland's representative when I believe Albania was admitted into the EU. They had a big, cultural thing that they do for that. And The Chalets were Ireland's representatives. But the song is called Red Dress, and I love it, and it's a really good song, and you should go to eMusic because they have all their albums there. Before that, I played a song by Prototypes. The song was called Dis Moi. Before that, I played The Pipettes, Winter Sky. Before that, Petula Clark, Taye Bleu. It's actually spelled Tess Yex Blues. I have no idea what that means because I don't speak French. But trust me, it's a really good song. Before that, I played Michel Colombier. Speaking of Petula Clark, Michel Colombier was actually her arranger and her conductor when she performed live in concert. But he also was a frequent collaborator with Serge Gainsbourg, and he wrote shitloads of movie scores, including Outbreak. I didn't know that. Most of his movie scores were shit, but his 60s stuff is incredible. And that what you heard was La Rose de Papier, and I believe it means paper rose, but it could mean something different. But it literally translates as the rose of paper, which... when you speak in a romance language, you have to add like 400 extra words to what you're saying in order to say something that in English would be like two. So it's Paper Rose. Before that, I played a song by Peter Bjorn and John called Amsterdam from their album Writer's Block, which I highly recommend. And before that, I played a song that was actually recorded here on Theme Party last fall by the Man Band, Ty Elvis. I'm very proud of that because I produced it, and they haven't recorded a studio version yet. So that is the official version right now. The song is called Ty Elvis. It's about Palms Tie, where Ty Elvis performs. And then we open it up with the opening fanfare from the HMS Pinafore. And now, without any further ado, I'd like to introduce in the studio right now, Wade Think Fast, Jacqueline.
Hello.
You can speak directly into the microphone.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having us, Ross.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having yourself here.
I didn't have myself. Yeah.
Would the rest of the fellas like to introduce themselves real fast in the microphone?
Hi, everybody. I'm Matthew.
Bass.
Polo, guitar.
Ramiro on drums.
Yeah, they're really playing up the Latin accent. There's a chance that there's some single women listening right now and their pants have just flown off.
Can I do mine again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mateo. Bass.
We're going to start now with a song by them. What song are you guys going to play?
Well, are we in tune, really?
You guys want to tune up? It's really interesting to hear that.
We're going to find out.
It's one of my favorite things.
We're going to find out.
This is our new song.
This is a song called Tuning Fork.
Tune. We're good enough tune.
Which
Batman.
Let's move the mic closer to the guitars just really fast because... Oh, okay. And I'm going to... Let's just do a test. If you guys could just give me like 3 or 4 bars so I can make sure it sounds okay. Okay.
Well, we didn't hear the ace drumming. It's going to come in louder.
It's going to come in. Yeah, perfect.
That's Romero's style.
And I'll turn your vocals are going to come in really loud. So, okay, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, I think we're going to hear Badman, aren't we?
Or yes. No?
Oh, good.
Are.
It's a good song. It's called Badman. Wait, think fast. Theme party, go.
Badman. You take your cues from the wolves. I'm not surprised to know that you don't even like yourself. I'm not surprised to see that you live in sheer misery. Batman, you take your cues from the rats, the rats, the rats, the rats. When all is said and done, count your money on a boat somewhere mid-surf to keep you warm, 'cause it can't be your friend. When all is said and done, the truth is that you failed, sir. As a human being, you failed, sir. Bad man. You take your cues from the snakes. You take my good ideas and you make them seem wrong. As a human being, you failed, so
Thank you so much. It was awesome, I have to say. It was pretty great. It was all right.
It's all right.
Truth was, I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah,
I was expecting something. I don't know. Was that a song? No, I'm kidding. That fan fucking tastic. Thank you so much. The song is called Bad Men. The group is called Wait Think Fast. I did just learn English yesterday. And they're here tonight. And so let's talk about the song really fast. Before we go any further, tonight's theme does actually exist. Tonight's theme is technically crazy. We're going to talk about that in a second, but I want to ask them about them first.
We're crazy.
You are crazy. And Bad Men, it seems a pretty straightforward song, but you also mentioned a couple of things like you took my good ideas and made them wrong, and I may be getting the lyrics wrong, but I don't care. I took your good ideas just now and ruined it.
Thanks. You're a bad dude, too.
Thank you. Is that inspired by anyone in particular? I know it's a generic question.
Yes, Jacqueline. Is that inspired by anyone in particular?
Well, I was going to take the fifth on... whenever anybody asked me that question, just right. Because I didn't want to... It is inspired by people in particular.
You could use pseudonyms if you want.
Or initials.
It's a very timely song. That's all I have to say for anybody who...
Was it a... I'm going to assume it wasn't based on a recent romance since...
No, it actually has nothing to do with romance. It's all completely about men in power and men who abuse power.
Ah.
And I think that anybody anywhere... could apply that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Bosses.
Oh, crappy bosses. I see.
Or a crappy administration. Or
suddenly I feel so much more in what is the word I'm looking for? In touchment. I feel much more connected to in connection with the song. You know, the point is I feel much more connected to the song than I did. No, I'm kidding, of course.
So, and my decision to not hide what that's about came mm-hmm. because I think that that's the problem with the world, is that people don't speak up when they think something is going on that's wrong or shady. Or
well, do you feel like your lyrics, and you use a lot of like imagery and don't actually say things outright all the time, but I'm wondering, do you feel like as a lyricist, do you feel like you're more of a political... are you trying to be more political as a lyricist, or are you trying to talk about more emotional themes? What do you think you tend to rely on? I mean, I don't feel like Bad Men is atypical, but it certainly is atypical in the sense it's very direct. Maybe you disagree. Maybe I've completely mischaracterized every one of your other songs. But
no, this one's a little different because I think first of all, I don't consider myself a lyricist. I wrote these songs and then they needed lyrics, so right. I thought, well, all right, I better put something together.
Yeah.
But this one, and so all the other songs, I'm a little, not direct with what I'm talking about, especially if it's about something personal. But, this one, it was just like, when I wrote it, I was so frustrated and so angry, and it was like, I could either go into the office and throw the computer monitor at my boss, or I could just write a song about it.
It's nice that you found a way to compare your boss to, I'm going to guess, a certain leader of the United States.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
That's why. Then it becomes this big thing. Like, it could be about the leader of the United States or the leader of anywhere. But it's personal and it's broad.
Right. Do you think that you could get to a point in your career where... Oh, you know how Carly Simon actually auctioned off the identity of the You're So Vain guy to some douchebag in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's like, I wonder who she's talking about. You could really build this into like your legend at some point. You should, in fact.
I just might do that.
Ooh, I'm going to pretend right now that when they were playing and you guys couldn't hear us talking, she told me who it's about. And I'm not going to name any names.
You know what, Ross? I'm going to tell you who it's about.
Awesome! I will have knowledge that other people don't. It'll be like being a mason. I can't
exactly
wait.
Exactly like it.
Well, let me ask you another question. This is a generic question, but let me be the first person in mass media, or at least spread media. We're not really mass yet, but we're at least confessional media, right?
Tonight we are.
Wait, Think Fast. Where did the name come from? What does it mean? Who came up with it? And why?
I came up with that. And I was homesick, and I was reading Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse.
I'm familiar with.
Matthew gave me. And
kidding.
I know. Everyone, see, Everyone thought we were like a hippie band or like a Buddhist band. But I was just, we read a lot.
You were in a bathtub full of crystals when you were reading.
Yeah. It's fine. I actually got you a bunch of copies of Jonathan Livingston Seagull to take home with you tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Bach. Anyway, continue, please.
What it was nice, I don't even know.
You were just talking about the origin of the name Wait, Think Fast. You were reading Siddhartha.
Yes. What did you say? What did you say? I was reading what?
You were reading Siddhartha.
Okay.
By Hermann Hesse.
I thought you said Siddhartha. Ha. Like,
you know what? You were reading a name that I refuse. You know what? If he wanted me to pronounce his name right, he would have been born white in America.
That's right.
That's how I feel. And Christian.
I like this show.
Thank you. America.
I feel at home all of a sudden.
That's right. Okay. No, but seriously.
All of a sudden, because he's the...
I'm the only white guy in the
band. Yeah, when he introduced himself as Mateus earlier, he was lying.
Oh, I mean, what's up?
I'm Mateo. Yeah, I remember when I was taking Spanish, introductory Spanish in eighth grade. And, you know, for some reason, like, when you take a foreign language in high school, it's like it's like converting to another religion, so they give you your new name. You know, like, it's like
Ross.
Converting. Yeah, I know. I could have taken Islam, but instead I took Spanish. So instead of being Ross, they were like, from now on, you are Rafael.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice.
And I remember I told my dad. My dad's like, that's ridiculous. If you were in Spain, you'd just be Ross. Yeah. And I felt so used. No. They,
really?
We did well. This was Sepulpa, Oklahoma, so it was enough that they could. It was all they could do to keep the rest of the students in the class from rioting. What? There's another language.
Speaking. What was your name?
Speaking to a microphone.
In my school, everyone picked their name, and I took German. And
nice.
Crap. Oh, you know what I was? I was Brigitte because.
Like Brigitte Nelson?
No. Because we had done a Broadway review when I was in seventh grade, and I was Brigitte in the Sound of Music portion of it, so I decided to take Brigitte.
Nice.
I like that name.
But everyone got to pick in all the languages. I don't know what's going on.
We didn't get to pick in at least in eighth grade.
I never got to pick my name.
What did you say, honey? That was DJ Ooze for Jesus who says...
I never got to pick a name in Spanish class. It never happened.
Well, you went
they
to...
Didn't, they didn't do it. They just didn't do it.
Well, she went to high school in Victorville, which is like the Oklahoma of California. So I went to school in Sepulpa, Oklahoma, and yeah, they were just like, whatever, you're Pedro, and you're Raphael, but I'm a girl! Shut up, Raphael! Man, but you know what? I want to be Ross. But
Ross.
We weren't talking about. We were talking about the fact that Mateo lies about his.
He does.
Possibly.
The Wait, Think Fast is a four-piece, and normally they do have fully plugged-in instruments. Jacqueline, of course, plays piano. It's a string instrument. Just give me a break. Jacqueline plays piano, and there's a obviously guitar, bass, and drums. And this is an extremely generic question, but I would like to know how you formed the band. Did you have the band in mind? First of all, were you and maybe the other member of the band with whom you're involved with, was there a prior relationship to the band, or did you get together as a result of being in the band? I know that's a really personal question, but I'm going to put
that's
you
fine.
On that point.
We met because of the band. But
he's not talking about us. He's talking about Paul and Romero.
You and I met.
Their relationship. Yeah.
I'm confused. Yeah, so
interpret the question how you wish.
Well, you answer it then.
I want you to answer it.
I don't even know what's being asked.
Well, I'm just asking how you guys got together. And this is the other thing. You guys are a largely, Latin-flavored band. And I assume all of South American descent of some form or another, or Central American. Or what are your ethnicities? The reason I ask is because I'm about to ask you, you sang some Spanish language songs when I saw you perform last time. So I'm going to ask you some questions about that.
Tonight.
I know you're Argentinian.
I'm Argentinian.
And Mateo is from
Chicagoan.
Yeah, Chicagoland.
Illinoisian?
Yeah, I remember Chicagoland from WGN.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because WGN.
Yeah, WGN was the DuckTale station, but they ruined my entire childhood because fucking February through September they would interrupt DuckTales for fucking Cubs baseball.
I know.
The other members of the band, where are you guys? What are your interests?
I'm from here. My parents are from Mexico. I'm the same.
Awesome. So you guys had some Spanish language songs. Do you intend to, I mean, obviously I assume you're going to continue to write bilingually, but do you feel more inclined to write in Spanish or more inclined to write in English? And if so, why?
Both.
Yeah, I'd say both.
Do you feel like, and this is going to sound like an incredibly, provincial question, and I apologize for it, but do you feel like there are Is language an aesthetic choice? You know, like what works best for the songs? Or do you feel like you can express things better by singing in one language or another, dependent on what you're trying to say?
God, that's a good question.
Yes.
Good job, Ross.
Rafael.
Honestly, this is going to sound weird because although I was born in Argentina, I was raised in L.A.
Right. West Cove.
And exactly, West Covina represent close right. to, not close to Victorville, but kind of going
it's on
in
the way.
Same direction. And for some reason now, so I feel like English is my language, my main language, but now I feel like it's easier to write songs in Spanish, or I kind of like it better right now.
Really?
Even though we only have a couple, but still.
Really pretty, by the way. What I heard the other night was great.
Thanks, Ross.
De nada.
I will never call you Ross again.
Ross. You know, if you could find a way to combine the trilled R of Espanol with the umlaut of German.
Okay, I have a speech impediment. I think I'm the only Latino, Hispanic, whatever you want to call it, person who can't roll. So
you would have been helpless if you'd been hired for that Ruffles commercial back in the late. You know, I'm gonna pause right now. I'm gonna play a couple of songs. When we come back, Wait, Think Fast will perform another song. We will briefly interrupt this hilarious interview to discuss Crazy, because I have to find out the answer to this question. And here's the question: there is a very well known cliche that crazy girls be mad crazy in the sack, and it's you know there's a point where that the crazy of one overtakes the crazy of the other, and you have to bail out like you know the Hindenburg, but the same reputation does not exist for crazy guys. The question I want you guys to think about is, why is that? Is it fair? Is the other one a lie, or is there some truth to it? And has there ever been a precedent for crazy guys also being, you know, crazy in the sack? That is my question. I know it's extremely vulgar, and I don't care. As a crazy guy who's about to curl up into a fetal position and cry, I promise we'll be together forever if you'll love me. Yeah, I'm going to fake a pregnancy. It's going to be incredible. All right, I'm going to actually play a song, and this song is by the Velvets, and it's a favorite song of mine of the last 6 months, even though the song goes back to the 60s, and it's called He Was Really Saying Something, and I just want to stress that we are listening to the song heterosexually. Yeah, see, you know why I had to say that now.
As he walked me to my I got fans that hate me for having fans, but I still give them hugs and I still shake their hands. Got women that hate me because I love them too much, but they still sing along with that.
Fuck you, Starbucks.
Yeah, they complain about the amount of rainfall. Fell like the well ain't down to contain y'all. I'm one of them they want to aim verbal guns at. Enough to make me want to stay bent like a hunchback. I love rap, but she's such a homie bitch. I have to hit it from the back when we get up in the sack. It don't affect the way I treat her. She knows I still need her. Somebody as ugly as me ain't ever gonna leave her. Walk with me if you will from the school of Les Bill. Somewhere between MC Shane and internet skills. You got to chill. Stack up them lost deals and kill the claustrophobia before it pops wheels. Feels like they scared of success. No definition what that word really suggests. Pop, pop, popping off like it's hip-hop apocalypse. But I'm not impressed with that dried blood on your dress. You're just a bitch and there's no incognito to it. Heart pumps piss so thin I can see right through it. The ballad of the absent student. Even if we was blind, we would hear it in your music. Mainstream rapper.
You're a bitch too.
Underground rapper.
You're a bitch too.
Radio programmer. Oh,
yeah. You're a bitch too.
Video programmer.
You're a bitch too.
Major record label.
You're a bitch too.
Independent label.
You're a bitch too.
Record store club.
You're a bitch too.
And I'ma do my best to pimp you. Let's seduce the pseudo-truth seekers. Taste the juice that's squeezed from two speakers. Who's eager to reach for more than just a piece of jewelry and a pair of new sneakers? I read your face blank page after page. Separates the glue eaters from the loose beavers. We gotta find new leaders who will give these believers a few reasons not to sleep through the fever. Support the troops and support the oops. And give awards to reporters who distort the truth. Or stick up the devil for the farm and the jackpot. When the revolution comes, arm and educate the half. Not MC, MC, ain't nobody friendly. Best that you can hope for is that they fuck you gently. And if you fly, keep an eye on open ground. Where the ones that know you're down try to hold you down. It doesn't matter, either way, you gon' stay on display. But little say of how you get away was full of mistakes. You've been bitch made, probably since the sixth grade. Back when you used to dress up like getting played. Kick step back to the bottom line. If you're gonna rhyme, don't be wasting all our time. Put your life on them raps you spit. And don't forget to write from front to back. Bitch. Mainstream rapper.
You're a bitch too.
Underground rapper.
You're a bitch too.
Radio programmer.
You're a bitch too.
Video programmer.
You're a bitch too.
Major record label.
You're a bitch too.
Independent label.
You're a bitch too.
Record store club.
You're a bitch too.
And I'ma do my best to pimp you. Corporate journalist.
You're a bitch too.
Message board critic.
Right. You're a bitch too.
Soundscape. Right.
You're a bitch too.
And I'ma do my best to pimp you.
Bitch, 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 you bitch, 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 you bitch, you bitch, you bitch, you bitch, you bitch, you bitch,
you bitch, you bitch, you bitch, bitch, you fucking bitch. I fucking hate you, bitch. I fucking hate you. Don't ever fucking talk to me, you bitch.
What did you hear? Listen at your order. Those most deserving will end up with the most. That the cream cannot help but always rise up to the top. Well, I say, shit floats. If you thought things had changed, friends, you better think again. Bluntly put, in the fewest of rights, cunts are still running the world. Cunts are still running the world. Now the working classes are obsolete. They are surplus to society's needs. So let them all kill each other and get it made overseas. That's the word, don't you know, from the guys that's running the show. Let's be perfectly clear, boys and girls. Oh, cunts are still running the world. Cunts are still running the world. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll feed your children on crayfish and lobster tails. Find a school near the top of the league. In theory, I respect your right to exist. I will kill you if you're moving next to me. Ah, it stinks. It sucks. It's anthropologically unjust. Oh, but the takings are a biathlon. Perfectly natural. Do you think that I'm some kind of dummy? It's the ideal way to order the world. Fuck the morals, does it make any money? And if you don't like it, then leave. Or use your right to protest on the streets. Yeah, use your right, but don't imagine that it's hurt.
Can stand in our way.
And that, of course, the glorious Olivia Elton-John with Magic. That was from the Xanadu soundtrack. I wasn't lying in the announcement. I really did get Xanadu on LP. And that song never stops being incredible. Before that, I played a song from Jarvis Cocker's solo album, which came out last November. The song is called Running the World, and you can also hear it at the very end of Children of Men. Also a brilliant movie, which got fucking robbed. Can I get an amen to get robbed at the Oscars this year?
No, it's good. Fuck the Oscars.
No, you're right, but it would be nice if it were at least acknowledged. I mean, obviously, after Crash, and it's hard in here for a pimp. You know, you can't really trust Oscar voters. Although, to be fair, considering the competition that It's Hard in Here for a Pimp had, that was really the best song of the night. That horrible song from Crash, where they actually had, like, choreographed dancers pulling people out of choreographed burning cars, that's much worse than the choreographed pimping that you had. I mean, you had choreographed pimp slapping at the Oscars. What the fuck? I remember this Dan.
I am completely opposed to the Oscars. I think it's disgusting that in the state the world is it's still a fucking stupid program.
I agree, but
assholes and gowns.
That is definitely true, but I do have to say,
on you, Oscars.
There was this Dan Clowes comic from the 90s. Yeah, don't worry. My Oscar party is going to be, we're going to watch Rome reruns instead because that show is perfect. But I digress. About 10 years ago, this Dan Clowes comic came out, and it was about the future, and he just talks about how, like, we would get increasingly vulgar, and we would keep combining and recombining things until we ran out of things to combine, at which point the world would come to an end. And he talks about how, like, people would start wearing, like, naked bodysuits with, like, graphically drawn genitalia, and at one point someone says, look, it's something new, it's a hi-fi pizza, and then the world comes to an end, and I felt like we were one step closer to that. With the choreographed pimp slapping of It's Hard in Here for a Pimp. Ah, good times. Thank you, Oscar voters, for giving us that. And this year they're going to give Martin Scorsese the Special Olympics Oscar for Best Picture because The Departed was apparently, you know, better than Goodfellas. I'm doing the masturbation sign with my hand because it totally wasn't. All right, we're back. Before we played Jarvis Cocker, I played a song, LDF, from the Lily album. And then I started with the Velvets. He was really saying something. And that's it. We're back. And I want to hear another Wait Thing Fast song. And the song is called?
Tierra.
And it's T-I-E-R-R-A?
T-I-E-R-R-A. Yeah.
Yes, Tierra, which means earth, dirt, mud, but not in mud. A beautiful, earthy sense. Dry mud. Anyway, would you like to maybe preamble the song with what specifically it is about?
What is it about? About Earth, the environment, the state of it.
Okay.
In Espanol.
Sí, sentadigos. Una visión. Goal, goal, goal.
Uh-oh. Don't get that started.
Yeah. I actually want to ask everyone in the room before they play their song, how much of a big load of steaming bullshit is it that MLS paid, what, $250 million for David Beckham? Wait, here we go.
Apparently they're going to have a reality show as well.
Oh my God. Wow, they finally found a way. Maybe that would be the only way Americans would get into soccer. I have this theory that countries, of whatever country they are, really only has room in its heart for three sports because there's only so much that the ecosystem of jock assholes can handle before it collapses.
That's really loud. Yeah. I have a theory of why... soccer isn't popular in America, and it has nothing to do with the sport. It is just my theory is that since there aren't any timeouts and the there's just halves and it's 2 45-minute halves.
Yeah,
you can't have that many commercials.
Yeah, no naked
so
girls selling beer.
Well, I think that's the only reason why it hasn't been popularized.
I would argue that we already have football and baseball and basketball, and that's a good theory. At least it's a theory why it's not on TV more. But I think that there's only so much room that like beer guzzling macho twats have in their hearts for a sport.
How is something going to become popular unless it's on TV. So if it's not prominently featured on TV, it's not going to become popular.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, soccer and but you know, we're talking about a sport that's been around at least as long as basketball. I mean, it's been around forever, but it became a really worldwide popular sport in the 1920s. You know, same time that football and baseball, of course, was the biggest. I you know, there just is only so much room people have to care, and they're too busy being bored to tears by baseball. But you might be right. I'm sorry. Baseball will...
I have a fact.
Okay.
We put America, we put a price on everything.
It's true. Is that related to the larger point?
That's related to why we pay Beckham so much money.
Oh, yeah, I know, but... MLS is notorious for, like, shitty play by comparison to, like, world soccer. And America has a lot of good soccer players. They just play for other countries because MLS sucks and they can't afford.
Well, they won't let them play.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. So American players are stuck in the American ghetto. So well, they sent them over. They sent them over to, like, you know, the English leagues.
No, but we have
they
a lot of
improved.
No, I mean, we have a lot of good American players playing for international teams.
Name one.
Well, I can't off the top of my head because
right.
I don't pay attention.
Okay. Don't say Kobe Jones.
Yeah,
No. What's? Oh,
I don't watch it.
I can't remember his name, but my sister, he used to be the assistant goalkeeper for the Metro Stars, and he's now the goalkeeper for Manchester.
Yeah, all I'm saying is there are decent American players.
He asked about my sister once, and he's really cute.
Right. Here's the point that I want to make before I go any further. Just that. The MLS doesn't pay shit, and they just blew $250 million on a guy who is pretty much at the end of his career.
Yeah, that's right.
So he can come and be like have his retirement league, and that's gonna. It's like it's
but
like
they've actually done that before because with coaches
Pele.
As well.
Uh-huh. yeah, you remember
Pele
back in the 80s.
Again with the Metro Stars, they you know they had a bunch of really good players.
Right on.
And then they hired this coach. Who was I guess he was like an acclaimed coach of like
well, let me ask
I forget which country, and they gave him such an exorbitant salary that they actually had to trade their best players because
yeah.
they couldn't afford to keep them. So well, the team just like totally went to shit after they got this guy,
uh-huh.
and then just gave him this pay scale that was completely out of the normal range of pay scales for MLS.
Right.
So,
well, let me ask you a question. The Metro Stars. Why is it that all American soccer teams have names that look like they were invented by 12-year-old girls in the middle of their unicorn phase? The Metro Stars. The LA Galaxy. Oh. Remember, what was it? The WMLS team up in San Francisco? San Jose Cyber Rays?
Oh, that's
what
rad.
The fuck is that about? And I liked women's soccer. It was good play and stuff. Anyway, we're going to watch and listen to Wade Think Fast as they educate us about Tierra. In this case, they're going to talk about... Well, we'll ask him more specifically about what the song is about. And without any further ado, fellas and lady, you may proceed.
Okay.
Wade Think Fast.
Se está perdiendo, solitario y sincero, quien lo está buscando, tierra vieja, que se está muriendo, como mancha la industria, el humo pesado. Está muriendo, hoy me pisan sin duda, que hasta hoy sostiene. Nací, la gente ya se olvidó. siempre cuidarán. Pueblo viejo que se está perdiendo, solitario y sincero, hasta hoy lo busco. Tierra vieja que se está muriendo, como mancha la industria, el humo pesado. No sigue este rumbo, peleando hasta perder. Derechos ya faltan muchos por no prestar atención. Estrellas y cielos que siempre cuidarán. Pueblo viejo que se está perdiendo, solitario y sincero, con raíces viejas. Tierra vieja que se está muriendo, hoy no pisen con duda que hasta hoy sostiene. Qué lástima, dirán, dirán. Lástima, lástima, dirán, dirán. Qué lástima, dirán. Lástima, qué lástima.
That was fantastic. Thank you so much for that. That was great. all right. So you mentioned earlier that the song was dealing with environmental themes. Any particular thing that inspired the song or anything in particular the song is about? And I say this as somebody who only knows Spanish from, you know, commercials and what I remember from high school. It's really embarrassing, actually. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, another thing that what mainly inspired it is, and I think my last trip to Argentina, I just kind of noticed it's a different world that, especially going out to the mountains and being at the Andes,
yeah.
Which my family's from Mendoza, and we're right at the Andes. And
is that northern Argentina then?
Yes.
Okay. Is that near the border with Chile?
Yes.
Okay.
So
geography, ladies and gentlemen.
Very good, Ross.
Thank you very much. Actually, how is Jacqueline pronounced?
Jacqueline.
It's there's that J, J, H sort of thing that
Jacqueline.
I know. Jacqueline. Anyway.
And I think I just noticed a lot of that whole part of the world and kind of older customs,
yeah.
And
all the Nazis, obviously.
All the Nazis. They were a really big influence on right. My experience in Argentina, visiting my homeland. No, that was not. it's just kind of a song about, like, this is so beautiful and this is so sacred to me. I hope that people remember or think to really take care of it and not let these small little villages turn into... My sister told me she saw a Walmart down there in that neighborhood.
Oh, my God. Did you happen to see anything... anything that particularly disturbed you while you were there? Or was it just a sort of general vibe that you were getting? And if you don't mind me interjecting, maybe it's a similar emotion to the way I feel or felt, particularly when I was in Oklahoma a couple weeks ago. And certainly Oklahoma is not known for its beautiful vistas. But it did, you know, there was sort of regional culture, and not only regional, like, media and sort of like, you know, artifact culture, but also environmental culture. And in the last 30 years, especially during the deregulation of the 80s and the sort of like proliferation of massive chains, there is no more regional culture. There's basically like, you know, the coasts, right, and a couple of like cities, and then like whatever the huge stores that water that down to an acceptable level and as cheaply as possible. And, you know, so I'm back in Tulsa, and for the first time I really paid attention, because I haven't lived in Tulsa in over a decade now, and I never really paid attention when I'm there, but we're driving around a lot, and it's like, you know, they tore down the Children's Hospital, and now there's a Best Buy, and half of the east side of Tulsa just looks like a ghetto now, and not like in a, you know, a cool, you know, they're going to make a movie about it and everyone's going to claim they're from it, you know, kind of ghetto, but like in the... like a trailer park without the wheels. It's really depressing just watching, you know, and watching like the media, and there's just like nothing local left about it other than the fact that everyone there sort of has this like chip on their shoulder about how they're real and
true. My thing was that I did see things that felt real and felt authentic, mm-hmm, and were almost things I'd never seen before. And yeah, my main thought was, I hope that this is protected and I hope that this is cherished, yeah, so that one day I don't go back there and I have that feeling. Yeah, I mean, I know that there are things that would probably disturb and, yeah, upset me, but the song, I hope, came from more of an optimistic and
there was something,
please cherish this point of view.
There was something really, and this is just listening to it, it was kind of bitter and nostalgic in a way, you know,
yeah,
and maybe that comes from the lack of language. It was very sad, but in a good, uplifting kind of sadness sort of way, just my immediate emotional reaction to it. So I liked it, is my point.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you know remember like a bad breakup with someone who really sucked, but it was like, you know, you're like 15 years old and you're like,
oh, I'm very nostalgic for it. I wish, you know, that's, yeah, home, and when I go back there, when I've been back there, I feel like this,
yeah,
I hope that I spend a big part of my life here one day.
What is it in particular that you feel most connected to in Argentina? I know it's a really broad question to ask, but is there some specific place in Argentina that you feel really connected to, or a food or a tradition or something that you really care
about?
Well,
honestly, when I was there's an area called Aconcagua. It's actually a mountain. It's there's also a national park around it. It's a huge mountain when people go and scale it. It's,
yeah,
like the highest peak in South America, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And there I felt, I don't know, I just felt, not to be a hippie again, but just, it was, you know, it was all those things that people say, you know, spiritual and important, and yeah, you feel like, I felt in a way you can't really explain, but yeah, nostalgic and,
wow,
happy and wow, you know, this is, people lived here, people discovered this one day and figured out a way to build a society around it, near it, and this is where I came from, and I wound up in Los Angeles, California somehow. So, yeah.
Well, here's your copy of another roadside attraction, hippie. I'm kidding. But Tom Robbins.
Why am I the only one talking here tonight?
Well, you know, they're
yeah, talk,
well,
about,
yeah, let's turn the... Well, obviously, I mean, you wrote the songs and the lyrics are yours and all that. You know, this is largely your project, but let's talk about the guys in the band, too.
Well, Deirdre actually was the way the song got started was a sample from that Polo brought in from, who is it?
I think Jose Jose.
Right, which is
like
a big influence for him.
Well, I'm a huge Jose Jose fan, and I love everything I hear from him, and even the little
He's
samples
a crooner.
And everything. So,
Latin,
yeah,
crooner.
Latin crooner.
What's he like? Would you have a recommendation? Something I could actually go look up later after the show?
Yeah, Payaso by Jose Jose.
I'll write it down before I leave. I will actually check
Which
it out.
Which means clown.
I see.
No. Or you can go to my MySpace and I have him there right next to me.
Is he like the Latin American Scott Walker? Or
he's a balladeer, he's a pimp, and he's a drinker, but so yes. Not anymore.
You had me a pimp and drinker, actually. That sounds
he's
fantastic.
A ladies man and yeah, they call him El Príncipe del Amor.
Would
yeah.
you? He actually, your description is reminding me of like Jacques Brel for some reason. But, or like, do you guys ever listen to... I'm having an incredible brainstipation moment here for a second, so we'll come back to my question in a second. Jose Permis, have you guys heard him?
No.
Local artist. He's actually Chilean, but he's based here in L.A. He's grew up here in Arizona, and he's influenced by, like, Charles Aznavour and Jacques Brel and like, French balladeers, oddly enough. But he's, you know, obviously he's, you know, culturally, you know, American and Chilean, and it's a really interesting, like, sort of, like, balladeer cabaret sort of thing.
Anyway, yeah, that's good stuff.
There's yeah, good you stuff need to check him out. Good friend of mine, but he's also a really good musician. You should check him out sometime.
Yeah.
Does he play around town?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's actually on the Theme Party MySpace page, so you can check him out.
Okay.
Cool.
And one of my, I love that guy. Great musician. And
awesome.
Anyway, yeah, it just sounds like maybe something that would be right up your alley.
Yep.
And enough of the plugging. Let's let's put a dog ear on this for just a second. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, crazy.
Why are we
crazy, yeah. We're going to, well, as I mentioned, you know, during the previous, earlier in the evening, put some background music on. We'll do this very briefly because we've had so much fun with Wait, Think Fast that here's the deal. As I said, I'm going to repeat myself very briefly. Crazy girls have a reputation for being super crazy in the sack, sort of the trade-off, like the yin and yang of crazy. But crazy guys do not have this reputation. And I want to know all of your opinion right now. Is that just, do crazy guys, in fact, bring it when it comes time for bedtime activities, or is there a reason crazy guys do not have a reputation for being as crazy in the sack as crazy girls have a reputation for? And
well,
go ahead.
First, I have to disagree with you because as far as I know, crazy guys do have a reputation for being...
No, this is great. I don't have this, you know, so elaborate, please.
And elaborate what crazy in the sack means.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, you know, insanely uninhibited to the point of like, this is a family show for very sick families, so I can't go into too much detail, but let's just say
like, are they bringing weapons?
Proficient and enthusiastic, but also very willing to debase themselves.
Crazy is crazy all around, male, female, and going to Starbucks, hitting the sack.
Right, but see, my experience...
True of both sexes.
I've been asking a lot of my female friends about this, and their experience with crazy guys tends to be of the, you know... like I joked earlier, curling up in a fetal position, cutting their arms and writing really crappy poetry and begging them to love me, please. And then, you know, crying.
It must not be Latin men.
Yeah. Well,
oh.
Ooh, that's true.
Do you like how close you got to the mic for that?
I know. He had to. I actually felt caressed by the sound of his voice. That
we do a rehearsal every night.
Man.
Qué bueno. Whoa.
Got a
muy caliente.
I wish it was more caliente.
Damn. Well, go ahead. Kiss My Fist has something to add.
Crazy man or the opposite of that.
Oh, thanks. Well, I was just thinking that perhaps a reason that crazy guys don't have the reputation of being crazy in the sack, being
right.
Tigers in the sack, as I like to say, is because there's obviously, like, a connection between anatomy and mental state that has to be taken into account. Like,
elaborate.
I mean, if a girl's in a really awful, crazy mood, she could still easily have some times. But
you mean that anatomically
if,
she would be hindered?
Yes, exactly. I think, I mean, obviously, like, if a man is feeling crazy and depressed or, you know, something like that, or just not in his right mind, then there would probably be some
right
anatomical problems.
Not to mention that most antidepressants cause impotence. So then you're forced to take Viagra to counteract the impotence of your depression.
That's true. I hadn't thought about that. Wow. Well, I guess that sort of.
I guess everyone's going to get Viagra now.
Well,
I know.
No,
it turned serious right now.
Not that I have any firsthand knowledge of that.
But.
Oh, God. No.
I do think that.
I'm virile, by the way. And not crazy. I'm rock hard right now.
I mean,
abs. Abs.
I think there's something to be said about, like, neurotic and stressed guys, because to me that is a display of a whole lot of energy. So anyone who has, like, display, maybe it's a crazy girl's display a lot of energy.
That's
so
true.
That's where the stereotypes come from. So someone who's, like, extremely stressed out and frenetic, you think, like, oh, well, they're going to carry that over.
That might be a cultural thing, then, because girls are encouraged almost universally by sexist patriarchal cultures to sort of, like, you know, stay quiet and shut up and be less inhibited, or be very inhibited. And one definite aspect of people who are maybe a little crazy is that they aren't necessarily bound by these sort of inhibitions that people who are sane or at least acclimated to the dominant cultural prejudices may display. And that's not funny. I've totally ruined the mood.
Why is that mic pointed in my face?
Because it's very phallic looking, and we're going to film this later.
It is very
phallic. What happens when we put a penis-shaped microphone into an acoustic guitar player's face? Find out on Theme Party.
I think my point stands.
Yeah, it's true. This only applies to, like, Anglo guys in general, obviously.
You know, I've heard from you know, I've also heard a rumor that the quiet ones are the crazy ones, too. You know?
Yeah,
that's a good point. Yeah.
And I've had my experiences, and I could say, yeah, that's true, too, you know?
Was it like that scene in The Big Sleep when Humphrey Bogart's, like, hanging out in the bookstore, and then, like, the bookstore clerk lady's, like, she takes her glasses off, and he's like, well, hello. Then, like, you know, fade, and then he's putting his tie back on, going, thanks a lot for the nookie, sweetheart, you know? I totally tapped that.
I have this friend, Brian, who his roommates were cracking on him for wearing, like, really conservative clothes, and he happened to, I mean, he was, like, a literature major in college,
right,
and then got into studying economics and became a banker.
What?
Yeah, but then, I mean, he feels really bad about it, you know?
He's a character from like an Elmore Leonard novel.
Well, he feels really bad about it, you know? And he's trying to get out of it and do something a little more noble, I guess. But he dresses very conservatively,
right,
and
on.
Has, like, short haircut and, like, conservative glasses, not, like, funky, like, cool hipster glasses or anything. Just, like, you know, like Rossi's.
Thank you. These are not hipster glasses. These are... You know, I had
functional.
Bad vision
those
when
are,
it wasn't
those,
cool
those are
to,
functional.
To be blind.
Those functional. Are functional,
yeah.
Yeah. But
I was in a Star Trek before it was cool. I just want to say that.
Is it cool?
No, I'm still in a Star Trek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
but my friend Brian, he, like, his roommate was cracking on him for wearing, like, this, like, really conservative outfit. And he's like, I like to play up my conservative outfits because then girls will know I'm a tiger in the sack. I don't think he said tiger in the sack because that's my phrase, but he basically said, like, he played up looking all,
right,
like, pent up and conservative, so,
when he
ladies
rips
would know
open
that
his
he
shirt
was, like, a wild animal. Hair. Yeah.
Wearing a gold chain.
Fair enough. Maybe I ought to try that. What do you think? You think it would work if I, like, just started wearing, like, a suit and tie every day? No, I don't think I'm going to do that. I wear a cravat, and I look badass in it, too. I brought the cravat back in 2006, and I did bring the cravat back in 2006, and I knew that it had become a pop culture moment when people who had never heard of me were wearing it. Obviously, obviously, I influenced Jeremy Piven at the Golden Globes.
Dang.
Yeah, I wish that were true. It'd be awesome, but still, I was at least on the front edge of the cravat revival.
Is he from your hometown?
Yes, he is.
Evanston, Illinois.
Yeah, that's right. So is Jeremy Piven insane? Or is he just, like, a major drug fiend?
I've never met him personally.
Yeah, well, I thought everyone from Evanston knew each other.
John Cusack's from Evanston. He's absolutely fucking nuts.
Yeah, I've heard. Hey, what he just said was John Cusack's from Evanston, and he's absolutely effing nuts.
How do you know that? I don't ask me
that. I'm going to play one more non-Wait Think Fast song. It's actually a weird discovery. I can't really call it a discovery because you can't really say you discovered something that's been recorded and distributed by a record label, but it's something I'd never heard before. And the artist is Lena Lovitch. The song's called Sleeping Beauty, and this is recorded back in 1982. And I really like this song a lot, and I'm going to play it. And when we come back, we'll hear one more Wait, Think Fast song and wrap up and et cetera. We'll also plug their upcoming shows. Anyway, here we go. And I know that was very abrupt. That's how I roll. Straight gangsta. That was Lena Lovitch. Sleeping Beauty is the name of the song, but F that. We're back. Wait Think Fast is now going to take us out of the show, sort of.
What happened to Jeanette? Why did you log off?
Yeah, Jeanette, what up? Why did you log off?
Hi, Jeanette.
Jeanette.
Hi, Olivia.
She didn't say anything.
Yeah, she just said, my sister, quote, rocks.
Oh, nice.
Sounds to me like she might. This might be a bit of nepotism. I don't know if I can trust her praise. I think she might be related to someone in the band.
My little sister.
Well, we're now going to hear you guys play one last song. And what's the title of this song?
This House is Holding Strong.
This House is Holding Strong. All right. I'm going to say...
At the next rehearsal.
Yeah, it's cool. Called just H.
Let me just write that down. Is Holding Strong. All right. And is there anything you want to say about the song? What's the song
Wait,
about?
It's been renamed to This Ho is Holding Strong.
Can you have? No. Are you gonna have Chameleonaire sing the vocals instead?
Yeah, he's coming.
Matthew is a huge Chameleonaire fan.
Awesome.
I'm touring with him this summer.
I prefer the Weird Al.
You know, Chameleonaire likes the Weird Al song too.
It's awesome.
It
is. Nerdy.
Really? Yeah.
Weird,
she's got
Weird
a good
Al's
sense
Weird
of humor.
Weird, Al. Weird Al's from Linwood. That's where I'm from.
Hail yeah.
Word up.
Well, why don't you tell us a bit about what this house, this hoe is holding strong is about?
No, house.
What is this house holding strong about?
I always
do that. I was always the kid who was just like, look, I'm wearing weird socks. And then everyone was like, ah, weird sock girl. Like, I'd always give myself the nickname that I didn't want. Forget it.
Very cool socks tonight, too.
Thank you.
They are good socks. I agree.
Stripes.
Stripies. Matthew wrote this song.
Oh. Yes. Well, then, without any further ado, Way Think Fast. This house is holding strong. And ho.
Be what you wish for, comes like the rain. I wait in Pacific, you travel Great Lakes. Then someplace sudden, my heart tugged hard. I'm staying right here and this house is holding strong. Blue steely brilliance, equator red flare. Of all the lives to cross, they come and go, go and come. The light that's shining vanishes fear. We're sitting right here and this house is holding strong. This house is holding strong. You'll never need another one. As the mirror of what you want. A life to choose. A
thank you.
Outro.
Be what you wish for. It comes like the rain. Blue steely brilliance. Equator red flare. There's someplace sudden. The heart taught hard. We're staying right here and this house is holding strong.
Applause for real. I didn't mean to cock block your fade out there.
Yeah,
it was,
we love it.
It was great.
Psych.
It was fantastic. That's a really, really great song. I really like it. Jeanette says that Charlie wants to hear a Misfits cover. And
Charlito!
Do you guys have a Misfits cover that you can do?
I don't think we have a Misfits cover.
No. Can you sing, do you know Where Eagles Dare? Because I could at least sing the, we ride the streets at night, we go where eagles dare. And then I skip ahead all the lyrics to, I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. You gotta think about it, baby. I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. You better think about it, baby, babe. Okay, I hope that's...
Dude, way to show us up.
Hey, I can't help it. I just channeled the ghost of a Glenn Danzig. I killed him specifically so I could channel him. He'll come back to life later. He's Glenn Danzig. That was fantastic. And you know what? Arbitrarily, it's time to do some plugs for upcoming firm. I just decided I wanted to arbitrarily hear Jean-Jacques Perry in the background while I talk about what's coming up. I want to remind everybody that tonight is February 2nd, 2007. And coming up in the next few weeks, specifically next week on the 9th, we have special guest Chisholm Worthington. I am going to play a song by him as our final song of the night. I really love Chisholm Worthington's music, and not to displace my love of Wade Think Fast. I just want to get people, their mouth watering for the weird, bizarre genius of Chisholm Worthington, who it's like if you took Leonard Cohen and mixed him together with Ween, and that is him in a nutshell, addressed like John Goodman in True Stories. Really, really incredible guy. In addition to next week's show having Chisholm Worthington, I know that Wait, Think Fast have some shows coming up in the next few weeks, and maybe you guys want to plug them.
Jacqueline, what are the dates?
February 7th at the lovely, lovely Derby. Come out, please, ladies and gentlemen.
February 7th at the Derby.
Next up, with the Breakups, and I make the sound. The Breakups are an excellent band. Yeah. I kind of worship them. I'm kind of jealous of them.
I will certainly plug this on our website so you guys, so anyone who comes, or not our website, but on our MySpace page, so anyone who goes to the Theme Party MySpace page will see this. And then after that? So that's next Wednesday at the Derby.
February 20th, which is a Tuesday.
February 20th.
We are playing the Kissing Cousins record release party at the Echo, and they are also awesome and friends of ours.
Awesome.
And I wanted to plug them too. And then the 24th with Laura Weinbach at...
Laura Weinbach?
Yes, at The Smell. It's also awesome. And that's a Saturday. And it's an all-ages show, so my sister can finally come.
All right, so just to reiterate, February 7th, that's next Wednesday. They're going to be at the Derby with the Breakups. The Derby, of course, that's Highland and... or not Highland, but Hillhurst and Los Feliz Boulevard.
Correct.
In the heart of Los Feliz. February 20th, Kissing Cousins release party at the Echo. The Echo is at Echo Park on Sunset Boulevard. Actually, right down the street from Tex. And
correctamundo, as the Fonz would say.
And then, yeah, exactly. He would say that. You really captured his essence with that.
Yeah, he said that so kind of meekly.
I know. No, the Fonz would be subdued right now because... You guys rocked him so hard.
He'd be
like,
crying.
Hey?
It's one of those moments where he turns around and you're like, oh, the Fonz has feelings.
A single tear would come out of his face. And then February 24th, which is a Saturday, it's an all-ages show at The Smell with Laura Weinbach. And finally, I'm going to end tonight's show now. Arbitrarily, I think we've discovered a couple of things. We've discovered that if you're Latin, women's clothing just flies off. And you don't need Prozac because your sexy voice and accent and your masculine prowess will make up for all insanity. Am I describing it accurately?
You're getting there.
I'm Latin. Yeah.
Damn it!
Yes.
I'm Latin.
Yeah, you're getting there.
I'm Latin and nobody's, no ladies' clothes ever came off for me.
That's true. But your job is to influence powerful dictators.
Yes.
And you are an Argentinian woman, right? So. I don't know. I'm sorry. I had to make the Evita joke. I'm really not funny.
Wait, Ross, can I say, I think we'd be completely remiss if we did not make Polo step up to the mic to do his radio voice.
Do it.
That he does. That
do
is
it.
Just out of this world.
Hola, aquí soy Apolinar Quintero. Y otra vez estamos con KPWR Los Angeles. Y estoy aquí con DJ Polo.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, my God. DJ
Ross.
Oh, my God.
Y también acompañando con DJ Ross.
Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have an all Norte music. We're going to do all Norte about a month from now, and you're going to be the DJ for that.
All
We're actually going to try to get on La Raza. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to be Pialin. No, I want to be El Cucuy de las Mañanas understudy, because that guy has ladies.
Do you know what Cucuy mean?
No, I have no clue.
Monster.
It's like the boogeyman.
Like, rarg! Okay, so I could be the boogeyman of tomorrow, and I would be his English understudy. I would be the ugly Betty to his Yo soy Betty El Feo. Anyway, I know what the original telenovela was. I like them. Anyway, I'm going to end tonight's show with another round of applause for Wade Think Fast, if you guys don't mind. That was fantastic.
Thank you, Ross.
They do have an EP that's available at all their shows now. And you can also go to their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/waitthinkfast. You can hear four of their songs. And you guys update it rather frequently, right?
With shows.
How often do you change the songs on it?
Not enough.
Well, it's fine. The songs on it are really good. So don't change a thing unless you feel like it. It's entirely up to you. Go to their MySpace page. Quit listening to me talk, in fact, and go listen to it right now. And I'm now going to close with a song by my good friend Chisholm Worthington, who will be our guest next week. And I'm going to play. The song is called Split Pea Soup. And this is a very short song, so I may play one more song just to say us out. But you know what? We're just gonna wing it. This song is called Split Pea Soup, and it's from Chisholm Worthington and The Secret of the Nurdle, which is his album, which has like 4,000 songs on it, and they're all like 30 seconds. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again to Wait Think Fast. This is Theme Party. We'll be back next week. You can join our mailing list at themeparty@gmail.com or go to our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/themepartyradio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys for coming. It was fantastic. I'll definitely be, obviously, you know me.
Crazy after this show.
Man. I really feel like a single tear is about to come out of my eye right now. And here we go.
Monkey, monkey, rabbit, rabbit. Pickle, pickle, dag, nabbit, nabbit. The world is beautiful and funny like split pea soup. And I've been chewing on split pea soup for a million years. Potato, but I'll eat it till I'm done. The world is ugly, but it alternates with beautiful. And I've been alternating beautiful for a million years. Monkey, monkey, rabbit, rabbit. Pickle, pickle, dag, nabbit.
That is that. Good night from Theme Party, and thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more hot, sexy kill radio programming. Good night.